Welcome to the Holistic Health Show, where the worlds of science and spirituality converge to illuminate a path towards total well-being. Join us as we embark on a journey to bridge the gap between Western medicine and complementary therapies.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Holistic Health Show. I'm so happy you could join us this week. Today from Newfoundland, Canada, we have Joan Doey on the show. For those of you who don't know, Newfoundland is where I hail from, so I'm always excited to have fellow Newfies or Newfoundlanders on the show. So thanks, Joan, for joining me today.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Today, Joan, we're actually going to talk about something that is a little different. Normally, we're talking about healing modalities on the show. But today we're actually going to be talking about a not-for-profit called Healing NL or Healing Newfoundland, which is a directory platform for health and wellness practitioners. Joan, can you tell me exactly what, I know it's a directory, so I get that concept, but how does that work?
Well, a number of years ago, in 2018, I had several people come into my practice and say, "You're the only person I could find doing Reiki in St. John's or reflexology." And I knew dozens of people who were, and to think that somebody came to a relative newbie when there were people here doing it 30 years before I even knew what it was, including your grandmother. So I thought, there's something really wrong. All these businesses are just micro businesses. Many Reiki, Rahani, reflexologists are very tiny businesses who don't have a budget for a lot of advertising, marketing. So I thought, if we all got together in a directory and promoted the directory, that more people would be able to avail of our services. And we also can do some kind of education with the people who don't know that we even exist. So I felt it was really important to create something where we could promote individual practitioners, but also the modalities that they practice.
Yeah, it's interesting because it, you know, at least my experience growing up, I mean, I grew up with Reiki, so it was, I knew lots of people, you know, because like you mentioned, my nan is my Reiki master, and I mean, we just always had, I think that's the case for many people in Newfoundland, right? But it's all word of mouth. You're running a small business. It's not this big multi-million dollar corporation. You don't have lots of money to throw at it. Yeah, with Nan, it was always really word of mouth.
Yes, which is the best way. But at the same time, there are so many people who don't know. So it just seemed like a really logical thing to do. And our mission is to connect people who are on the path to wellness to practitioners and services and products that can serve them. And we are a not-for-profit, so it's run by a board of directors, and we're always looking for new directors because there's a lot of behind-the-scenes work, of course, with any kind of organization like this. We've got practitioners. We have them in the metro area here, St. John's, Mount Pearl, Paradise, CBS. We have people in Stephenville, Cornerbrook, Labrador City, Grand Bank, Marystown, and in central Newfoundland. So the goal is to get as many practitioners in there as possible with as many modalities as possible so that we can reach more people. And it's $65 Canadian a year right now. So it's less than what one session would cost a client for the most part. And that was the reason for using that number. You get one session, you get one client once, and you've paid for your membership. The other thing that we've done in the past and that's going to pick up is monthly talks. Practitioners can have a slot once a month, and one of our members, she's agreed to use her space, and the general public can come and hear what each of the practitioners has to say free of charge. And in the future, we would like to have like our own health fair with our members, and any health fairs that come up, we are represented. So either I go or we invite members of the directory to come along and promote their own business as well as Healing NL as a group. And we also have socials for the members themselves so that we can network among ourselves.
That's really valuable. As you know, again, as someone who is a practitioner in health and wellness, I see a lot of value in that. Even the networking, you're not just putting these people up on the website and saying, okay, you're free. You're creating all this value throughout the year, especially with monthly meetups. That offers so much for the general public and practitioners themselves in terms of networking.
And we're working behind the scenes a lot now because it's this year that we're really reviving everything. I had a look at all the modalities and the practitioners, and I broke them down into three different groups, really: physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and energetic. And I love doing this because people don't even know what some of this stuff is, let alone say that it exists. And most of our members are covered under insurance. Yeah. So anybody who has health insurance, they can avail of it without paying the full amount themselves. Mm. I should say we're not a governing body in that we don't check every credential of everybody who comes in. So, you know, we ask people to check out the practitioners themselves and their website. But we're a pretty small geographic area, so a lot of us know each other anyway.
Yeah. And I mean, when anyone is seeking out someone to help them with their health and wellness, it's really valuable. And I want to reiterate this to everyone listening, because I know I've said it before in a few different episodes, and I always tell a potential client, have that initial consultation conversation. You'd be a little wary if nobody was willing to have a conversation with you prior to you booking an appointment. You want to have a conversation, feel comfortable, feel like they understand what you need, and if what they have to offer is what you want. And plain and simple, if you vibe with them, I'm not everybody's cup of tea and everybody's not my cup of tea, and that is totally okay. I'm more than happy to refer clients who aren't quite sure about me, or I don't feel like I can help them, to other practitioners that I know. And any reputable practitioner is going to, in my opinion, and this is how I would be looking after my own health, is going to do the same. It's very important to just have that conversation, send the initial email, ask for a phone call.
And the other part of that, not being everybody's cup of tea, because I say this to people too, if you come here to have Reiki and you don't feel that you got what you wanted, or, you know, you don't like me, in this directory, there are 10, 12, 15 people listed who do Reiki. So yeah. I did have somebody say to me as I was creating it, she said, "You're setting up your competition." I said, "No, there's no competition. It's, if somebody wants to come see me, they come see me. If they want to see Amy, they'll go see Amy." And I have people who come to me regularly, and I go to certain people regularly. I don't go see everybody. So like you say, it has to be a vibe.
You want to share the directory because not everyone's always going to be near you, or not everybody's going to fit your schedule. By sharing the directory, more people are seeing it. And it doesn't mean you're giving away your business. It means that you're expanding the knowledge of the modalities held within that directory. And that's the ultimate goal.
I am so passionate about that.
Joan, you said you don't have a list of all the different modalities, but I'm sure you can name a few. Tell us a few of them.
There's body talk, Bowen therapy, breath work, craniosacral therapy. And each one of these is described in the category. So there's a little descriptor for each one if somebody doesn't know what it is. We've got a couple of holistic dental hygienists and myofunctional therapist who does work on the jaw. There's healing touch. There's different sorts of energy healing. Indian head massage, lymphatic drainage, massage. We have several practitioners of access consciousness, access bars, art therapy. We have counselors. There's crystal healing. Somebody who does EMDR, hypnotherapy, meditation, mindfulness, psychotherapy, sound healing. And this is not even totally comprehensive. And spiritually and energetically, we've got chakra balancing, spiritual life coaching, emotion code, and body code as well. And then there are practitioners who offer workshops and retreats, public speaking. There are authors.
So what's the website? Where can people find this?
Healingnl.com.
Well, hopefully now, after listening to this, people will say from the Holistic Health Show, and you'll get lots of inquiries. Yeah. I just want to reiterate, Healing NL, a directory for practitioners. Applications are open. So if you are a practitioner, head over to healingnl.com, and all of the links to the Facebook page, Instagram, healingnl.com, they will be in the show notes. Go have a little look. Check it out. See what it's all about.
You can even contact one of the practitioners, or you can send a message to info@healingnl, which is on the website.
If you're on YouTube and you're watching this video and you have a question, put it on the video. I get all the notifications to the comments on the video, and I can make sure that that gets over to Joan. And look through the playlist that I have, because as I mentioned, a lot of the modalities, and hopefully some that I don't have, will be upcoming on the Holistic Health Show, so you can hear from the practitioners themselves through a conversation with me. And again, everyone, if you enjoyed the show, please like, subscribe, and share. You never know who might see something in the episode that could really benefit them and improve their health and wellness. Thanks again, and bye for now.
Thanks for joining me on the Holistic Health Show and trusting me to guide you towards proactive healthcare. If you enjoyed the episode, don't forget to subscribe now on your favorite podcast platform and get ready to embark on an incredible journey toward holistic wellness. Until next time, be well and stay holistic.